And a jury in federal court in San Francisco has awarded $80 million to a California man after agreeing with him last week that Roundup, Monsanto's most popular weed killer, contributed to his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. This second phase of the jury trial was to determine legal responsibility and damages. It was the first time Monsanto has been found liable for the effects of its product at the federal level, and the verdict could potentially set off a cascade of similar cases. Monsanto was bought by the German company Bayer last year. They said they will appeal. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, is here. And Robin, tell us more about the plaintiff in this case, Edwin Hardiman. He says he used Roundup to control weeds and poison oak for 26 years, learned he had Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2015, the same year the World Health Organization released its consequential report on Roundup. So tell us more about what it said.
Yeah, the report said that glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, was probably carcinogenic to humans, and that opened the floodgate to lawsuits. Now there's upward of 11,000 of them.
Yeah, but Monsanto's owners say there are hundreds of studies that show Roundup is safe. How are jurors supposed to sort through that?
Yeah, Bayer is saying that Roundup is safe, that over 800 scientific and regulatory reports buttress that conviction. And farmers and gardeners have been relying on glyphosate-based pesticides for north of 40 years. And indeed, 6.1 billion kilos of the stuff have been applied globally just in the past decade. But, you know, juries are also compelled by human stories, however firm or weak the statistical correlation. And it's also incredibly difficult to pin one illness onto one single variable, be it environmental or genetic.
Yeah, well, that's why they use words like contributed to. And this isn't the first settlement against Roundup. The first one was in August last year. We remember it was at the state level. And this was Dwayne Johnson, a school groundskeeper in the Bay Area, awarded $70 million. But now we know his case wasn't a one-off. What does this mean for what CNN estimates are 11,000 other cases?
This certainly boosts their momentum. And the more these are brought to jury trial, the more you're going to see attorneys and consumers emboldened to join the ranks of plaintiffs. And the longer that goes on, the greater the PR and legal costs to Bayer Monsanto, and perhaps a greater incentive to the corporation to settle. And Wall Street is trying to get its hands around potential global settlement liability today. And there's just too little visibility right now. Another one or two similar verdicts could set the trend.
Well, Monsanto, by the way, pointed out, hey, regulators approved Roundup for sale. So maybe they bear some responsibility. I mean, what does this mean for the EPA?
This has been happening in parallel track, both in Washington and across the pond at the European Food Safety Authority. But, you know, the Trump EPA is much more about deregulation right now. And while you hear a lot about pesticides in late night TV ad solicitations in organic markets, the Roundup controversy isn't quite a household recognized one in the United States. Not yet.
Well, but what about farmers? I mean, they've been using glyphosate to boost crop yields as much as 40%.
Yeah, I mean, it's effective. It's ubiquitous. But this kind of press for Roundup, which is essentially a household known brand, is definitely going to spur corporate innovation in substitutes. That's the good news. The global pesticides market is on track to reach $90 billion in 4 years. And you're seeing advances in nanopesticides or organically or naturally derived alternatives to glyphosate. I mean, even if the trade-off is a fraction of the boost in crop yields. So then you're going to hit up against GMO. It's a hotbed of controversy and innovation.
Well, but just a wake-up call maybe for farmers. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And everybody, yardskeepers.